a Thursday night, Ches Ov. And we finished Shmaitzah Gimel, basically. We'll make a Siyam on it, Mitzvah Hashem. And now, until we start Shmaitzah Dalet, we're going to be learning Kunches HaSfeikus. We mentioned it a few times. It's written by the Ketzais HaChayshin's brother. And it's all about money. It's all about Sofek and money, Muchsuk, Cheskus Momen. He writes in here, Zagdoma. Maybe we should read Agdoma. Kuntus HaSfeikus. Omer Yehuda HaKoyen, Achi HaMechaber, the brother of the Ketzais. Moses of Ketzais' name? Yehuda Leib. No, it couldn't have been Yehuda Leib. Oh, yeah.
He's saying Achi HaMechaber.
Arya Leib.
He's talking about the Sefer Ketzais,
yeah. That's the same person.
Yeah, but it's a different sefer. I'm saying when he's saying the Mechaber, he's talking about the
Mechaber. The Ketzais, it's always on the back. It's always they put in the back of the Ketzais. And then Arya Leib. Ketzais was Rabbi Arya Leib. Kasher Bosik Islamic Bedina Sfeka de Mamayna, when I came to learn about that, Uplup to Dervusan, if there's a Machlaikas, the Sufik Bedina. Risiosam, Mufuradim, Mufuzarim, they're spread out all over the place. Vanenu, Lashainas, Harishainim, Irim, Kasfirim. Bipnine, Lashainas, Harishainim, Irim, Kasfirim. Rosikle Achation, Lysomali, Baisam, Apsuchas, Lassam, Mukham, Yuchat. Bring it all together. Zulas, Haneshra, Hagodol, Shelbetzel, Kinufav, Nechsez, Rabba, Shachzal, the Shach. Shechiba Bu Sefer Miyuchad. The Shach did make a sefer all about Mominus and Chazokas and Cheskas Momin, etc. Vu Yokob Niflo Shmo Noelo Tokfakayan. That's the famous Shach. Shach wrote a sefer called Tokfakayan. The shul has a Tokfakayan. Not a thick volume, like a smaller sefer, thinnish volume. Such a beautiful sefer. Boy Oslav, he collected together Kol Hashoinos Harishonim Achrayinim Imasher Dibru B'Hayanyano. Kimat Shlo Helam Loshon Echad Mehem Meham Mechabrim Shekadmu Shlo Yaviu Remez Olam B'Tviyas Eina U'V'Chachmos Hanaflos V'Rasa Yisharim Meisim Mehem Kol Machzol Ostira U'Mi'anil Tzapar Hodu, who might even praise him? The colorus mihira mikvodo. I will die in history. Ach repaired the ololos. It's like a funny phrase. You know, repaired the ololos, you leave over to the oni. So he's saying he still left over something for me. Kasher beinai ra'isi, as I saw when I studied his sefer, as good as it is, he left over stuff for me to do. Which is a nice way of saying it's missing something.
I'm
only doing this so you should not reach any conclusions. I'm not clear enough myself to be able to give you conclusions, but you should be able to discuss it. To talk about it intelligently and have a shakal v'tari with someone, talk and learning with someone, ask your kasha, get a teretz. The Velo lifts the Kilchus up, but not the Paskin. Not even the Paskin. We cross with Kuntus HaSfeikus. Ayin Shom and Yono. Mal Shem and Yono. Begam Leo Sharoyan Isha Ravzal. That's the Shach. Malim Koyach HaTfisa. Besides that, he left out some things. He says he has a particular thing about Tfisa. Grab the money. The Chol Kochel the Ono, he puts an overemphasis on the Kayach to be Tifus. Uba Anyusi Ibcha Mastavra. Uba Siata de. Siyata de something. This is sugyan talk for koyin in the Gemara. Hasfekus ve'i sal kadaitach b'moni shol koyin poyte b'moni. So I hold that ri'iyah is rarely, if ever. And the Shach in his sefer made it into a normal thing. We don't know the case. We're not going to learn through the sefer. Kapanim, he says the Shach did two things wrong. First of all, he left out certain things, as great as it is. And second of all, I don't like his approach to tfisa. He allows it too often. When you see Ibcha Mestavra, V'chilaktiv l'klolim, V'gam l'sifim, B'le'achpil, B'hatakot l'ashon ha'machabrim, M'shekvarim b'voim, Upstairs, Aruch M'shvurim, Yisrael, V'chalil, Okay. Very beautiful. Klal Aleph, let's stop. Bo Yivor, the Chosofik Momen, Kulul, the Nitzva, fully explore the din of a mitzvah kavel of a raya. We call it sometimes it's called cheskes momen. The filu kaima ba'agam, even if it's in no one's house, it's it went down to the pasture. It's also I'm the owner. The last known owner is the muchzik. Usually it's the nitzvah. Yeah. Ubodin a mekadesh isha b'sofik momen, and you a mekadesh with that money. What's the din? My din akedusha halolu kedusha halolu. The din sofik momen aniyim is a sofik momen aniyim treated differently than a sveika sakdish. These are all the things we're going to talk about. You're going to be much smarter when you go away from Berg Base, supposedly. Naktina, now we're starting. Klal Aleph. Sif Aleph, number one. Naktina, we paskin. Sofik Momen Lekula Lenitva. Right, doesn't seem to be anything remarkable about that. A Sofik in Momen, so we paskin like the Nitva. We give it to the Nitva, he's holding on to it. Sofik Momen, the rule is Lekula Lenitva. The Nitva wins, the defendant, because he's holding on to the money. The Kaimelon Kachachomim the Sumchis, actually, there's a Mandiyom HaMomen HaMutl B'Sofek is Cholkin, that's Sumchis, but Chachomim throughout Shas always, just about wherever Sumchis' name is mentioned, with Hishita, HaMomen HaMutl B'Sofek Cholkin, Rabbonon, are put forth that they hold no, Nigo L'Kulu L'Nitva. The Kaimon Kachal of the Sumchas, the Amri, Zeklal Bedin, Amosh Machvel of Araya. The Hilkoch, therefore, says the Kudjus of Sveikus, called Teku de Mamona, a Teku in the Gemara about a monetary issue. Oh, Boya de la Ifshita, the Gemara clears something and not always does it reach a conclusion. Kula l'nitva avdinan, we go with the nitva, he's holding on to the money. Kainus kibarom g'doli hirashayinim zal, b'chala achrayinim zal. U'ma'agos ha'shri perk bezim av metziya, kosa b'shem rach v'rib, t'chol tekin d'omayin ha'cholkin, adkan. Break in the armor. There's a goal so shri and parakam parakbezon but mitzia, which says kolken the b'moyne is cholken, just for the moment I'm with the b'safik cholken. Minu savri hilchsak asumchis. Nothing major groundbreaking. They have someone to be toileted. They hold it right. Minu savri hilchsak asumchis. The moment I'm with the b'safik cholken. Every time you have a teku in Shas, Uboya the Layivshuta, Posak, the Rif always paskins, a Moitza Machvero, Olivaraya. No monkey business. Achivik Sasmus Kaimus, in some places he doesn't even write that. So it sounds like he's paskining the cool of the Katsad. When reason he's just okay with the bottom line, because your real reason is something lakula, but it makes it sound like you're passing that side of the Gemara. Chabachol teiku by the lishul posuk gemach veil v'raya atzer b'ktasam l'kaim v'sosam liftar be'elu shepshita lakula k'moshi v'sbor l'halon where it's clear what it means. When she goes to a gozo shri b'shem rift t'cholkim al rift t'shorim this kavein k'moshi she goes to v'rab b'zal b'shem in yur v'smag asanayim. That they go lechumra cholkin the old ki av sumchis. I skipped down like 2-3 lines. The old ki av sumchis and the loymed dvarv kim the suffix shiroi was topic, meaning what we call the Torah de Mamona, what the Gemara calls the Torah de Mamona, means it's a true suffix. So this is the first, right, we said it the whole Shmaitza Aleph about Isurim that is necessary, but I don't think we ever sat down and learned, like, this is a whole different take on the Inyan, that it is a museum. Hello? Yeah, hi. It's worse than that. So after 9:30 my time in an hour. I'll call you. Yeah, surely. Okay. So it sounds like the Sumchus is also just like we had in the Schweiz or something called a suffix, right? We said suffix deraisa lakula, just to bring it out clearly. Like the Rambam holds suffix deraisa lakula, so it doesn't mean every suffix, every time I don't know, I go lakula. I don't know, okay, I'll go lakula. It means something that's inherently a suffix, that the facts of the case, the facts result in a suffix, a legal suffix. You have a right to be masupik, whatever you want to use the words, so we use the word drawer de mamona. So it's important to know that when Sumcha says Safek Mumna Mutl Safek Cholkin, it doesn't mean every time you don't know what to do with the money. It means something that's really was stopping.
It's mean we know all the facts and the halacha is not clear which way.
Either the halacha is not clear or we know all the facts, but then what we don't know, like a machlef parba chamor, we don't know when the chamor gave birth. Oh. So that's an inherent Safek.
Could it apply to a case where, like, we don't know who's lying?
We don't know.
Well, let's say one of
them. No, lying. That's not a drawer, Dimamona. That's not a drawer. You don't know. That's right. But that's like a case of.
Nobody can know. It's his word against his word, and nobody can know. That's why I want to know, or is it not? Does that not
because it's just a Balei Dvarim. It would be right. A tray would be a drawer. Ah. But the Balei Dvarim have no inherent right to be believed, that you say, well, we don't know who to believe, so it's a drawer when they don't know. But if you had a tray, then I would say, yeah, tray is like maybe the best, one of the best kinds of a drawer. Actually, the word drawer, the mamona, comes from moment. It's not an iser word, it's a moment word. So even the words of sumchas, moment on mutl b'sofik cholkin, it has to be mutl b'sofik. Not just you don't know who's right. So he points that out here. The oy ki av sumchis ein oimed dvarov ki im besafik sharo'u lehistapik. Those are his words. Kahay d'shor shenogach saporim and imzur b'tzidda v'en yuduim k'idim shenotcho yakar shenotcho. Shafla balidinim adover besafik. That's how he puts it. That the balidinim also are besafik. Okay, it's not buch, that's every case, but Medvorab lamadu de besfeka de dina, a safik and din. Some of the Slami made the Mishma Chavel of Araya. Why? Why? Because what ties with the Bukhari is the feel of the Sukhus Lima Stava Lima Shacholkim the Suffolk Zer Shachachamim the Supokin Bohira. I don't know why not. I would think also that's like the best kind of a drawer. Because of a Rashbam, Perk Shani, the Berg and Poshut, Talashono, Taiku, the Mesh Mechavel of Araya, the Given the Stopping Dino, the Bendino, Heich Yotziu Miyad Hamuchsuk. Well, don't be the moment I'm muddled with Sufik the Cholkin. The Hosam Iker Hamai said, is the Rashbam talking? The Hosam Iker Hamai said, you do a lot of Echa Yahalacha, a place to go and Bezin, a Sadin, Sheikh Lake. But Kamokum should also halacha b'teiku. Hayol vein adayonim yizilisa kadin yiyu yushayskin the machzik yachzik meshe biyodo. No, I don't think I understand. We're not looking for the etzem logic of sumchis. Sumchis has his logic. Momentum will be something kolkin. But now he's being magdir what's called a suffix. So in the area of halacha, he says, if you have a suffix who to paskin like, that wouldn't do the trick. I don't know, now why not? Let that
take the den.
A suffix, and then again, I would think this is the best kind of a suffix.
Could you explain a little more? I'm not sure I'm following your thought.
I don't understand the Rashbam. And I don't understand why a suffix and then. It's not sumchusable. That's all. I would think that's the best. Again, I always think of it as an inherent suffix.
The idea from sumchus, I think, is that
cholkin. There's no rationale to cholkin. He's not following a.
But it's something that's unknowable.
Like it's 50-50 which way to go, and something splittable. Split.
Okay.
It's a simple way to look at it. And I think that's
good.
But a din isn't something that. Someone can't be.
You don't know when the baby was born.
Mm-hmm.
The baby of the chamor.
Right.
Yeah, so it was only born at one point in time.
If you want to look,
we're not saying it was born at a point in time when the taka belongs to both.
If you want to look at the chamor like it's money, you sell it and they can split it, fine. But I'm saying to paskin something, one item or one person, let's say.
Cholkin is not a psak that we are saying what happened. Cholkin is like a compromise.
Exactly. So I'm saying, but there isn't a way to compromise in din many times.
Any more than when the animal.
In money, it's something very splittable, is what I call it. But a din is like someone's a mamzer or he's not. It can't be every other day he's a mamzer and every other day he's not.
And if the baby belongs to Reuven or Shimon?
Depends if you want to look at it as mamon or not. If you're going to say the baby like a baby chamor,
yeah.
So it's mamon. It's an animal. It's not a person. It's an animal. So we can sell it and just split the money. But if you want to look at it as a like the way we would look at a status of a person or a status of an animal or a status of food, like the food's kosher or it's treif, you can't say like okay, let's call half of the steak kosher and the other half is called treif. It's not. It's not something that I look at. I don't know a better word other than like splittable. Something that seems that you can divide it in a sensible, fair way.
It's inherently splittable.
Right, money is inherently splittable.
He's also talking about money. For the sake of the deen, he's talking about money. He's talking about money.
It depends. I'm saying how you want to. You have to be magdir, the item, like a meat is also money. We can sell the meat and then split the money. But it has to have a status. It's either kosher or it's treif. You can't say it's kind of kosher or kind of treif. Cut it in half and say half of it's kosher.
And if it's owed or not, I'm not. the splitting is obviously like a compromise type thing. We're not poskening that half taka belongs to you and half taka belongs to you. So then we're anyway not addressing like the truth of what happened. We're saying, look, we don't know, we can't know, but here's money and it's splittable. You know, we're splitting it, so why can't you split the chamor? I mean, you do split the...
You can split the chamor.
You can split the
chamor
if you sell.
You do
split.
You can't cut the chamor in half and say, here, you take half and half. It's not the same as what it was.
But when we don't know the din, then we can't be mochi. Hulking is mochi, right? When you're hulking, you're mochi. The guy's holding it. You say he's hulking, that means you're taking half of it away from the guy's holding it.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Subchus does not argue with the principle. I mean, we can go. Subchus does not argue with the principle of a mochi machvel of a raya. Like, no. Right, maybe he'll talk about it later on. He'll explain it. And the Rambam, he brings down a slew of Rishonim, or three, that in a Sfeikat Dedina, Sumchus does not say his din. Because of the chuvas agolus maimini l'seif and zogun sim involved by chamu bor shagam hasmag and skavon like time of darish mam. Rasulai with the loyama sumchis cholkin. El b'sofik shiroi l'stopik amal balei dinim by nu sofik b'guf hamaisa. Al b'sleik of the dina lav shmei sofik. She yifso kadayin al piv sheyach loiku. Okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Because he obviously does it. The Gemara says, "Amosim Echalev Raya is one of the most basic." It's just he holds that there's something special about a suffix. Certainly, all the Amosim Echalev Raya thing. So that's when there's a drawer. That's my only. Amosim Echalev Raya is a principle, but it's a principle even when there's no drawer at the Mamona. Sumchus holds drawer at the Mamona has a din Yachlok. That's what he's going to talk about now. I see. I'm looking at the following paragraphs. That's what he's going to talk about. But the Gemara says even that Matan Achveil of Araya is one of those such bedrock things that you don't even need a pasuk. Lamali cross Farahu, which is a very unusual thing for a Gemara to say. Lamali cross Farahu. But that's one of the things. Matan Achveil of Araya. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for waking me. I'm still a little. What time did I can't count? It's Hashem, we'll learn this up till. We'll see. We're not learning tomorrow night. We're not learning Sunday night. We're not learning Monday night. No. Maybe we'll learn Tuesday night. I don't know. We'll see. Like, we'll learn this up until the Siyum. Oh, we're not going to learn during Yachik. Are we going to learn during Yachik? Oh,
it's 8 o'clock.
8:10. For 2 weeks it's going to be 8:10, then it's going to be back to 8 o'clock.
So we're off?
Well, Yachei Kala anyway, we wouldn't have learned. So we're not going to be learning Yachei Kala. But I want to come, maybe we'll come back to this. I invested in this.
Can I ask you a Tishabov question?
Yeah. Wait, is someone going to take care of this pile? Yeah.
My wife is 7 months pregnant.